Chapter 1. The Story of Steve and Peggy. Jack Dorsey, co-founder of Twitter, once said, "Make every detail perfect and limit the number of details to perfect." Every business is a family business. To ignore this truth is to court disaster. I don't care if family members actually work in the business or not. Whatever his or her relationship with the business, every member of an HVAC contractor's family will be greatly affected by the decisions the contractor makes about the business. There's just no way around it. Unfortunately, like most contractors, HVAC contractors tend to compartmentalize their lives. They view their trade as a profession, what they do, and therefore none of their family's business. "This has nothing to do with you," says the contractor to his wife with blind conviction. "I leave work at the office and family at home." And with equal conviction I say, "Not true." In actuality, your family and contracting business are inextricably linked to one another. What's happening in your business is also happening at home. Consider the following and ask yourself if each is true. If you're angry at work, you're also angry at home. If you're out of control at your contracting business, you're equally out of control at home. If you're having trouble with money at your company, you're also having trouble with money at home. If you have communication problems at your company, you're also having communication problems at home. If you don't trust in your company, you don't trust at home. If you're secretive at your company, you're equally secretive at home. And you're paying a huge price for it. The truth is that your business and your family are one, and you're the link, or you should be. Because if you try to keep your business and your family apart, if your business and your family are strangers, you will effectively create two separate worlds that can never wholeheartedly serve each other. Two worlds that split each other apart. Let me tell you the story of Steve and Peggy Walsh. The Walshes met in trade school. They were lab partners in basic electrical training. Steve, an HVAC student, and Peggy, a landscape technician student. When their lab discussion started to wander beyond safety and circuitry into their personal lives, they discovered they had a lot in common. By the end of the course, they weren't just talking in class. They were talking on the phone every night. And not about transformers and fuses. Steve thought Peggy was absolutely brilliant. Her love for dogs was astounding, and Peggy considered Steve the most passionate man she knew. It wasn't long before they were engaged and planning their future together. A week after graduation, they were married in a lovely garden ceremony in Peggy's childhood home. While Steve apprenticed with a nearby HVAC installation company, Peggy entered an ornamental horticultural program nearby. Over the next few years, the couple worked hard to keep their finances afloat. They worked long hours and studied constantly. They were often exhausted and struggled to make ends meet. But throughout it all, they were committed to what they were doing and to each other. After passing the EPA Section 608 exam, Steve went on to get a specialized degree in air distribution, while Peggy began working at a large landscape contracting company nearby. Then Steve started working for a large publicly traded commercial HVAC company. Soon afterward, the couple had their first son, and Peggy decided to take some time off from the field to be with him. Those were good years. Steve and Peggy loved each other very much, were active members in their church, participated in community organizations, and spent quality time together.